Mossholders.com. Sponsored by Sheridan Media.
It's the final week of Mossholders Bedroom Sale. Now through Saturday, every piece of bedroom furniture is being discounted. In stock or special order, you can select your favorite bed, nightstands, chests, and dressers and give your bedroom an updated feel. Mossholders carries lots of high-quality, solid wood bedroom groups as well as less expensive options perfect for a guest room or kids room. Either way, now's the perfect time to buy. That's Mossholders Bedroom Furniture Sale going on now. Mossholders, furniture is our passion.
Did you know the Country Bounty is online at SheridanMedia.com? That's right. You always have access to the Country Bounty. The print version of the bounty is still delivered to homes and businesses in Sheridan County and Buffalo, but you can also view it from your phone, tablet, or computer simply by going to SheridanMedia.com or CountryBounty.com. You'll be able to scroll through the entire publication, click on inserts and more. Try it out. SheridanMedia.com or CountryBounty.com. It's in the palm of your hand. The Country Bounty.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Good morning and welcome to Public Pulse. This nice and warm morning out there. I am joined by the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office Deputy Kayla Oswald and Under Sheriff Lieutenant Devereaux Johnson. Good morning and welcome back to the show. Thank you. I think there's something going on with your mic real quick. Steve's on top of it. Go ahead and give me another one.
Thanks for having me.
Still not on there. He's on it. We'll get this. Okay, so anyway, how are you doing, Deputy?
Good. Doing well.
And you've been on the road for 3 years now.
About two and a half. I've been with the sheriff's office for about 3 years, a little over.
And you were in the detention center in another city for quite some time. Where was that?
Yep, over in Gillette. I was in their detention center for about 6 years. And then, I was over here for about 8 months before going to the road.
And during your time in the detention center, what are some of the things that you learned there that you were able to actually apply on the road?
Just how to talk to people. I there's some people that kind of struggle with that, and so the jail really helps people learn how to talk to people.
And so. I mean the way you approach things as a guard, or do you call
it a detention deputy?
Detention deputy. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that it's as calm as possible. Do you try to keep things like on a nice, even, calm keel when you're dealing with those high tension situations like that?
Oh yeah, I mean that can be your biggest enemy if you don't know how to talk to people. You can just amp somebody up in a situation within a detention facility. So, you just try to, again, talk to them how you would want to be treated or talked to while you're in jail.
And I would imagine the majority of folks in there probably aren't hardened criminals or,
Yeah, no.
Like that image that you get in your mind of what a detention center is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of them are just people like, you and I who have just made a mistake.
Had a bad day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Undersheriff, I do believe we've got you online.
Can you hear me now? There we go.
All right. Boy, you sound good.
Good.
Now, I know I've gone through and I've asked you this the last time you were on the show, but what inspired you to get into law enforcement in the first place, Deputy? I mean, is it something that came along in the family? Is it something that you saw, maybe had a run-in with a deputy, and you're like, that's what I want to do?
I actually grew up around it. My both parents were somewhat in the law enforcement capacity, as well as my granddad was too. I just wanted to help other people. I'd seen the impact that even my father had made on people, and that was something that I wanted to be able to help others, if on their worst day possible, when a lot of people are seeing us, being able to have that light, in their life.
Now, when it comes to things like command and control, Do you ever find yourself, and I'm going to touch on the fact you're a female. Is it more difficult, do you think? Or maybe a bigger challenge for you to, not for you to actually pertain that, but for people to look at you and be like, that's a deputy.
You know, I think for the most part, you know, I'm able to get that command presence known that, and I think a lot, again, a big part of that is working in the jail where, you know, you're going into a cell block with upwards of 30 some guys and you're by yourself type thing. And just having that command presence known of, you know, you're the one in charge taking control of that situation. You know, I've not really ever had much problem with making that known.
Have you ever felt like you had to work harder to prove that you could keep up or be there than someone else? I have a sister who served in the military.
Right.
And the entire time she said, you know, I can't just be par. I have to go farther. I have to run faster. I've got to jump higher to show that females can do this and excel in this line of work.
Right.
Have you ever felt that?
You know, not necessarily with either one of the agencies that I've worked with. You know, I've been able to the point, you know, to prove that I can, you know, get down with all the other guys that are on my shift, you know, because I'm the only female on this side of the week. So it's like I've been able to kind of prove myself to all of my fellow deputies that I'm willing to do everything, you know, right along with them. So I've not really felt that with either one of the agencies that I worked with. It a great bunch of guys I work with. So.
That's fantastic
to
hear.
Absolutely.
My daughter went to school with a girl who actually, like, that's what she wanted to do. She wanted to go and be a prison guard.
Right.
And I never knew her reasoning, but because I was like, wow, that's what you want to do.
Well, right.
Okay, right on.
Yeah.
But if there's a young lady, it's spring break, you know.
Right.
If there's a young lady out there listening right now and she's like, you know what, I want to put the badge on. I want to go out and do this type of work. What would you tell her?
You know, but just take that leap of faith. Do it, you know. That's what I did. It was just one of those of I wanted to be in law enforcement, but I just I was doing other jobs before I got into it, obviously. And it was just one of those that there was a job listing. I was just like, you know, there was a little part of me that didn't think necessarily if I would be able to make it. But then I just kind of took that leap of faith and was like, I'm going to try this out, see what happens.
So. And I think everybody feels that,
right.
You know, where there's that trepidation where it's like, man, what if I give this shot and it doesn't work out?
Right.
You know?
Right. Right.
Then I'd know that I can't cut it. And I don't, mm-hmm. I don't think I want to know.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I think everyone's kind of felt that. Gosh, I felt that coming in and running this show. Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh sure.
Man, that's I don't know if I could do that every day. Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's fantastic. And as far as I know, that young lady went off, got that job, and she's doing great.
Awesome.
Which is fantastic. Years ago, that may not have been an option. So
sure.
I'm glad to see that we've come that far.
Yeah.
And if you're thinking about a job in law enforcement, it's a long road, but it is worth it. Undersheriff, how are things going down there at the sheriff's office?
Well, we're doing good. It's obviously getting... you know, back into the, I'm a little hesitant to say this for the nicer weather, but
I know.
I'm hoping that it kind of sticks around. I know it's
wood,
been,
right?
it's been, I know, a pretty lacking winter, but, I'm definitely one of those people who, if it's going to snow and be, you know, like a full winter, I just want it to be winter.
Just
you
do
know?
It. Then.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like the middle in between of, you know, it melts off and comes back. But being the father of a 3.5-year-old, you know, who's, we recently got her a trampoline, and it's like, oh, she wants to go out and use it.
Yep.
And I was listening this morning to Swap Shop, you know, the gentleman that had bought the trampoline 15 years ago. You know, I'm that guy who's out jumping on the trampoline with my 3.5-year-old daughter. And so I'm just, I'd like it to keep that, you know, nicer weather and be able to do that. So things are going well. We're getting into the nicer weather, and you know, we'll keep moving along. So
you know, I can remember nights spent over at a friend's house, sleeping on the tramp, looking at the stars. I mean, it's such a fantastic experience for kids. Now, with the nicer weather, people are going to be getting out. And First Federal Bank and Trust is actually presenting the return of dining for a cause. I've had them in here. We've talked about this. This is such a fantastic program. They decided they're going to match a restaurant's proceeds for the duration of an event up to $10,000. Under Sheriff, can you tell us about one such event that will be taking place on April 17th and the 18th?
Yeah. So the fundraiser is occurring, like you say, April 17th and 18th. It's going to be happening at PO News on both of those days, from my understanding. And basically, it's this benefit. The proceeds go to the Sheridan Advocacy and Resource Center, or ARC. It folks might have, you know, heard it referred to as the acronym. And I wanted to take a moment just to mention it, simply because of Sheridan County law enforcement and our direct work that we do with ARC. You know, their center has many responsibilities, but, you know, mainly in our capacity, they assist victims in setting up those safety plans, navigating court procedure, and help them help those victims with the process applying for Crime Victims Compensation Fund. And that's a very summarized way of putting that. The folks and ladies at the Advocacy and Resource Center, they do much more than what I'm just summarizing here for this benefit. I can't speak enough to how invaluable they are in this community. And I don't, you know, to try to keep in perspective, you know, they help those innocent victims when they have, you know, the compensation fund helps with helping those victims when they don't have any other means of paying with the financial cost of a crime. And I think that gets lost sometimes. You know, in law enforcement, we deal with the enforcement of criminal state statute, right? And we care about victims. We care about enforcing the criminal state statute. But that's a very small portion when we start looking at the grand scheme of things, right? Like we're here to enforce that state statute, investigate the crime, and take enforcement action as we can and are able to do. But sometimes that's kind of the, for lack of a better way in my mind of putting it right now, that's kind of the action part, right? That's sometimes more the eye-catching, what we hear about, what we read about. We don't really hear about the aftermath, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. You know, we're able to keep with some of these court proceedings and hear how things end up, but it's not necessarily seen about the impact that a violent crime has on a family or an individual, right?
That's lifelong.
It's lifelong. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't just stop upon the arrest of an offender. And you know, the Advocacy and Resource Center plays an integral role in that system, and they give those families who deal with the emotional, physical, and financial problems that come up following an incident. So, you know, like I say, they're integral, they're invaluable. It gives law enforcement the ability to have a point where we can turn a victim to and say, these folks can help you.
They're going to take care of you
in a capacity that we're just, not that we don't want to, but it's like any other agency, right? You know, we've got DFS here. We've got lots of other agencies that are more appropriate to handle things so that we can still focus on the investigation and enforcement of criminal state statute, and we can help that victim get in contact with those folks at the Advocacy and Resource Center to take it that step further, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
I just, like I say, I think it's really hard to put into words how important it is to have that type of agency in our area that can do that. And help people navigate what can sometimes be a bit of a confusing process going through the court proceedings, right? I mean, if you don't deal with it on a daily basis, it can be overwhelming.
And I don't think people realize how lucky we are to have such an organization
right,
here.
Right.
You know, not every city has
correct
an advocacy and right. resource center.
Right.
Yep. And there are people out there who are facing these types of things very alone. Mm-hmm. And it's heartbreaking. But it makes you really kind of count your blessings on this type of
right.
thing
right.
that Yvonne Swanson and her team are
right.
there.
Right.
And ready to answer your call.
Yep.
You know, that crisis line is going 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Someone has always got that phone.
Right.
So
they're on call and they're very, very much so ready and prepared to assist at literally any time of the day and night, you know, whatever it may be. And that's, you know, again, kind of similar to law enforcement. We're available 24/7, you know, and, that there are folks in our community who are willing to play that role. Especially when we start considering the potential violence that the crime surrounded, right? Like,
yeah.
like these individuals are willing to put themselves and stand alongside victims that have gone through some of the worst experiences of their life and say, we're here to help you. They're willing to stand in the courtroom with them and say, hey, we're with you. And again, that their willingness and the fact that law enforcement can turn a victim to those folks at the Advocacy and Resource Center is just invaluable, and that we have those folks that are willing to do that.
I bet that's kind of, you know, really nice for you guys too,
mm-hmm.
to an
right.
extent, where it's,
right.
I've done all I can do. Mm-hmm. I wish I could do more, right. but mm-hmm. I do know some folks mm-hmm. who can and will.
Right.
Absolutely.
And,
right.
and it kind of gives you not closure, but you know, that victim's in good hands.
Right.
right.
You
right.
know, And not all law enforcement have organizations that are able to do that. Sometimes
right.
you just got to walk away because you got another case to go to.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You've got another bus to go get done.
Yep.
Right.
Another patrol to do. So where and when can we help them out?
Yeah. So April 17th and 18th, both days. And again, from my understanding, it's any time during either of those days. You can go down to PO News and then proceeds benefit. Just from dining in at PO News, those proceeds will benefit the Advocacy and Resource Center. So, I mean, if you have the time and, you know, it's one of those easy, my personal and, you know, personal opinion, it seems like one of those easier ways to try and make a donation and help something that's truly worthwhile if you have the ability to do so and the wish to do so.
Hey, you're going to go eat lunch anyway.
Right.
Right.
True. Yeah.
So go down,
yeah.
help out Yvonne and her team.
Yeah.
Thanks to First Federal Bank and Trust. And remember, folks, they're going to be matching up to $10,000. So you can get them a lot of funds that Yvonne and her team can use. And we're going to have more with the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Ever wondered what makes First Federal Bank and Trust unique? We're a mutual bank, which means our focus is on you. Unlike other banks, we don't pay shareholders, we pay our community. At First Federal Bank and Trust, your financial interests drive our decisions. Bank with us and experience the mutual bank difference, where the power of community fuels your financial success. First Federal Bank and Trust is Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
Rapp Plumbing and Heating can handle any job you have, big or small. From new construction to a pesky leaking toilet, the professionals at Rapp Plumbing and Heating are here to assist you. Drippy faucet? Sure. New shower hardware? No problem. Plumbing an entire new house? For sure. Clogs that need snaked? Oh yeah. Rapp Plumbing and Heating has not met a job they can't handle. Too big a crap? Call Dan Rapp at 429-1196.
Hi, this is Jill Bates.
And Colton Bates with the Bates Team at Best.
We're here to tell you that 2024, our team is focused, motivated, and excited to serve the Sheridan area.
The Bates Team understands that it takes a total team effort for a successful sale or purchase, but we also know that there's more to each deal than just working with us.
Wherever you are in your real estate journey, we make sure to connect you with the right group of professionals to get the real estate win you're expecting. Nothing better represents the Sheridan community than working together, and our team is committed to making sure you never feel alone when buying or selling your property.
Give us a call at 675-BEST and visit bestwy.net today.
Proudly brokered by eXp.
Sports!
They're pretty cool. I like them a lot. In fact, I like them so much that I have a podcast about them. This is James Timberlake with the Weekend Sports Wrap Podcast. And every week we go through the top news stories of basketball, football, baseball, and everything else in between. And sometimes we'll ponder something different, like the first person to drink cow's milk. How'd that go? What was that conversation like with his peers? But we mainly talk about sports on the Weekend Sports Wrap Podcast, posted every week on SheridanMedia.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new year means new adventures. Make this year the start of your homeownership adventure with First Federal Bank and Trust. Our local team will guide you through the home loan process from start to finish. Explore our online tools 24/7, from customizable financial calculators to daily mortgage rates. Call us or stop by our home loan center to get pre-qualified or apply online today at efirstfederal.bank. At First Federal Bank and Trust, we're making home happen in Sheridan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this morning I am speaking with the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office, Deputy Kayla Oswald, and Undersheriff Lieutenant Devereaux Johnson. Now, with spring comes the desire to get out of the house and up onto the mountain. LT, how busy do the bighorns get? I know that you actually do quite a few patrols up there whenever you can get on the mountain. Not only is it kind of part of the duty, but right. Heck, man, what a great place to have to go patrol.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's definitely, you know, I think I've said it a few times before that we're very blessed to live where we are and do the job where we do it because it's beautiful here. And we have so much support from the community to do the job here. But the mountains, this is going to be that time of year where things start getting busy. Especially with Red Grade opening here April 1st, you know, we're going to start seeing a lot more mountain travel.
Now, are there any spicy spots on the road as of right now?
Yeah. I don't have specific portions to give off the top of my head. But a good example is, you know, in 2018, 2019, I forget which year it was, around that June timeframe, I myself took a drive up to Park Reservoir, and the roads were still in past Coffeen Park, still snowed over, and you could see where people had gotten stuck and all that. So, while I don't have specific, locations, you know, if you're heading up the mountains, just be aware of places like Black Mountain Road, especially with how warm and cold it's been. We could be looking at some very mucky, you know, soft conditions up there on those dirt roads.
And it's not just the idea of getting stuck. It's the idea of unintentionally destroying the road.
Right.
Right. Right.
You know, I do know that the Forest Service and I think it's even Game and Fish do ask, If you're driving along one of these roads, just kind of out recreating, and you happen to see a pretty soft spot, they ask you to kind of stay off of that because it's expensive to fix.
Yeah,
and when people start making these little bypasses on their own, you're destroying ecosystem.
Right, right.
And the land belongs to all of us.
Right.
So do us a favor and just kind of turn back around, head back down for a little bit, give it another week and a half.
Yep.
Things change quick around
here.
They do.
Here. Right. They do, and, especially on the mountain.
Absolutely. And that can dry out overnight. So we had a friend come in from Minnesota, and I decided, you know, I'm going to show her something really pretty. So me and the wife took her up to Tyhack pretty early in the spring, and we had to walk in. Man, and from the parking space all the way down to the dam, that's a lot farther than you think it is.
It is. Yeah.
Man, that you were not getting through that snow. It was still up to my waist in some places.
Yeah.
It really can surprise you.
It can. Oh, yeah. But you make a good point of walking in. I mean, truly, I know sometimes that can get a little lost out there, you know, I'm going to try and gun it and get through these snow drifts and break through these because I want to get where I'm going. And just keep in mind, I mean, that's always an option. If you're thinking you're going up, just do it safely, you know, just make sure folks know where you were going beforehand, which I know, again, I've said this a few times, but there's ways to help keep yourself safe up there. And one of the main ways is to ensure that folks know where you are going. And with an expected return date, right? Return time. There's nothing wrong with going up and spending time up there, but you know, I think I said it a few shows ago where, you know, the one of the most concerning calls that we get is, hey, so-and-so went up the mountain. They were supposed to return tonight at whatever time. They haven't come back. Okay, where did they go? I don't know. And that's the scary answer of
the
I don't
needle
know.
In the haystack.
Yeah, right. there's too much. There's too much space up there. There's too many acres of trying to pinpoint things. If you don't have any clue where somebody is, it's near impossible. But even a approximate location, they said they were going here, they're driving this vehicle, that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
But if you can give an exact, hey, I'm going back here, I'm going to Coffee and Park, I'm going to the backside of Park Reservoir, I'm going up Black Mountain Road, you know, whatever the circumstance may be. If something goes wrong, because it's always unexpected when it does, we can at least have a place to start.
And if anything, even if you don't have someone living with you at the house, leave a note on the counter.
Right.
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 Leave something somewhere, you know. Heck, you got a waitress that you happen to see every now and then. Hey, do me a favor.
Right. Yeah.
You know, this is where I'm going to be heading.
Sure. Yeah.
Right.
If you don't see me tomorrow for coffee, do me a favor, call the sheriff's office. Let them know.
For right.
Me.
Right. Right.
You never know. Let somebody somewhere know where you're going and at least what you're driving.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you're taking your horse up, let them know what color she is.
Right.
That
right.
way we know what we're looking for once we get up there.
Yeah.
Now, what are some other techniques that you like to use? Because I know you like to get up there on the mountain.
Yeah.
And, you know, Deputy, I imagine you probably do too. What are some techniques that you guys like to use when you head up there? I know you're former military I am.
Right, right.
How do you keep your direction?
I mentioned this before of you know, GPS devices are fantastic. I use one very regularly when I go up. I also stick to areas that I know. I don't get too far off the beaten path up there, but I've also been going up since I was, you know, 15, 16 years old. But that's also can be a bit of a fault.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. You still have to be aware that, okay, well, I know where I'm going. I've been up here lots of times, X, Y, Z. My wife still knows exactly where I'm going if I go up there alone, because you never know what could potentially happen. And one of my favorite spots is Cross Creek Reservoir. And, you know, that's getting pretty far up on the backside of park. And I would usually typically all four wheel all the way back in if I go up on my own. And again, you know, I don't get tread off that beaten path a whole lot, but if I am doing anything, I use that GPS, but you can't rely on it. You have to be carrying one of those maps, just to give yourself the general understanding and truly the compass. And generally speaking, I if you don't know how to read a map, take the time to learn. But generally speaking, at least if you have the compass and a general sense of direction and you can read a map, my hope is that that'll be enough to get you out of a sticky spot of, okay, I'm a little turned around. I know that this creek is right here. I forget the name that runs right up there near Cross Creek Reservoir, but generally, if I need a refresher, right, I can look at that and say, I know that this creek will lead me all the way back out towards Park Reservoir, or the main river that runs back down to Bighorn Reservoir, which, again, there's trails right there, right? So it keeps it a little simpler. But if you're getting off that beaten path, try to learn how to read a map if you don't know. Take the compass with you, and you can please consider taking it a step further if you have the ability to do so, to pack some of those first aid kits with you. And I have definitely had to use one. Getting the four-wheeler out of the back of the pickup, I gave myself a nice little cut the last time that I went up there.
But,
you know, it's not about, you know, doing things yourself and making sure, you know, if you need help, you need to get help. But it's one of those things that I don't, you know, try to keep yourself healthy and safe up there, because, you know, a minor cut can wrap it up and still enjoy your day, right? But you also have to consider knowing where that stuff is on your person or in the vehicle and being prepared for it. So.
And, you know, in a lot of these emergency kits now, they've got things like thermal blankets, whistles,
right?
You know, just in case you do kind of get out there, get a little farther than you're thinking that you were going. Mm-hmm. And let's say it snows. Right. One thing about snow, it'll change, you know, what everything looks like in the blink of an eye. Right. You could be walking into a trail that you know, like you think you know it like right. the back of your hand. And then it snows and you spin around and you're like, I don't recognize anything.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
I mean, it really can change
it can.
The scenery.
Right. right.
So making sure that you've got enough with you just in case. Like we used to have what we called RON bags in the military, rest overnights, just in case you got stuck somewhere.
Yeah. Right.
You had everything that you need for one night of survival, no matter what.
Yeah.
And I still keep that bag full of just about everything that I had. Right. First aid kit, compass, map.
Right.
That's one of the most invaluable things to know how to use is a compass and a map.
Right.
Right.
And there's plenty of videos online that
can
teach you how to use that
there
thing.
Is.
I do. My wife calls it the University of YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely.
Teach you everything that you want to know.
Right.
What about you, Debbie? Have you ever been stuck in a situation like that, almost kind of stranded type stuck?
You know, not over here, but over in the Sundance area, just out scouting for, you know, going hunting over that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we got my truck in just a very bad situation.
A little hairy out there. Yeah,
it was a little hairy. And just a heck, one thing that my parents at the time, they knew the general-ish area where I was going out at, but it was just funny because I'm like, how the heck am I going to get this? Because it was like almost high-centered where my truck was. I'm like, oh, no. And then so... Luckily, I had like a ratchet strap, like a heavy duty ratchet strap in my truck. And I was able to, there was a tree that was somewhat close to me, but you know, I was able to, you know,
self recover
that way. But yeah, I mean, just you know, after I got out of there, I was just like, oh my gosh, like I could not imagine had I not been able to get out of there. It's like, how long would it have taken for them to be like, you know, she did say that she was going somewhere and we've not heard from her for a while. So.
And that's kind of the thing, right? And I think that's why kind of saying a time and sticking to it is so important.
Oh, yeah.
Because if someone I cared about who knew that what they were doing, headed out there, and they were an hour, 2 hours late, I'd give them that time. I shame to say that, but I'd be like, well, they're fine. They probably just got sidetracked or whatever.
Right.
I would think that they're doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
It would be probably quite a while before I'm like, you know what?
Right.
I'm kind of getting a little worried.
Right.
I think I should call the sheriff's office.
Right. Yeah.
But if we name a time and we stick to it.
Right.
Right.
If it gets to be an hour or 2 hours after that, we know it's time.
Yeah.
It's time that we get search and rescue. Right. It's time that we activate, you know, the sheriff's office and see what the heck's going on.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the best things to do, folks. Not only let people know where you're going, what you're riding and or driving, but also stick to that time.
Right.
That way your loved ones know we can get them recovered if we need to. Yeah. I got stuck with a brother of mine. We were out mudding. I was pretty young.
Yeah.
And we went to a place called Phillips Lake in Oregon. It's got a mountain out there called Black Mountain. And unfortunately, I have had to walk off that mountain twice in my life. So I've gotten to know it pretty well.
Yeah.
But we got down into that. There was a part of the lake bed that was dried out, and we thought, oh, there's some good mud down there.
That'll be
there.
Fine.
Oh, sure.
Dang right there was some good mud down there.
Yeah,
all the way up to the door is good mud down there.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he's gone out and gotten that truck, but that had to have cost a lot of money to recover.
Yep.
Oh, it was terrible. Yep. All right, we're going to have more with the Sheridan County Sheriff's Office right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM Sheridan.
Make this year the start of your homeownership adventure with First Federal Bank and Trust. Our local team will guide you through the home loan process from start to finish. Explore our online tools 24/7, from customizable financial calculators to daily mortgage rates. Call us or stop by our home loan center to get pre-qualified or apply online today at efirstfederal.bank. At First Federal Bank and Trust, we're making home happen in Sheridan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's the final week of Mossholder's Bedroom Sale. Now through Saturday, every piece of bedroom furniture is being discounted. In stock or special order, you can select your favorite bed, nightstands, chests, and dressers and give your bedroom an updated feel. Mossholder's carries lots of high-quality, solid wood bedroom groups as well as less expensive options perfect for a guest room or kids' room. Either way, now's the perfect time to buy. That's Mossholder's Bedroom Furniture Sale going on now. Mossholder's, furniture is our passion.
This is the Captain with Captain Clean. Are you noticing unnecessary dust in your home? If so, your ductwork may be telling you it's time for a cleaning. HVAC and furnace cleaning will undoubtedly optimize your furnace's performance and keep your indoor air quality free of unnecessary dust and allergens. If you like clean air and lower energy bills, call our experts at Captain Clean today and schedule your next HVAC cleaning. Captain Clean, affordable choices for healthy living.
Face it, you don't want to do your own plumbing and heating work or repair. You need a professional, and that is exactly what you will get if you work with Rapp Plumbing and Heating. Being fully licensed, bonded, and insured, you can rest assured that they will take care of your repairs and maintenance in the very best way possible. Call Rapp Plumbing and Heating at 429-1196 and rest easy knowing it'll be done right. This is Dan Rapp with Rapp Plumbing and Heating. And as we like to say, if you find a leak, let me take a peek.
Dreaming of green grass, sunny days, long drives down the fairway? So are we. It's time to get ready for the 2024 season at Kendrick Golf Course. Rates are still extremely reasonable, making Kendrick Sheridan's best golf value. Take advantage of their preseason discounts and save even more. Discounted passes now on sale at City Hall or online at SheridanY.gov through March 31st. Yep, the snow will be gone and the grass will be greening up before you know it. So don't miss out. Golf this season at Kendrick Golf Course.
Wake up and smell the savings, beverage lovers, because at your locally owned McDonald's, they have your beverage cravings covered with any size coffee for $1. That's right. Whether you're a small, medium, or large kind of coffee lover, you can enjoy your favorite cup of joe without breaking the bank for a buck. But hold on to your straws. Quench your thirst any time of the day with any size soft drink for $1.29. McDonald's. Treat yourself to a siptastic experience. Sheridan, Buffalo, and Gillette.
Morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. Proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting, and this morning I am speaking with Sheridan County Sheriff's Office Deputy Kayla Oswald and Undersheriff Lieutenant Devereaux Johnson. Now, we've talked about some pretty important issues. First off, if you are heading up onto the mountain, please keep in mind the roads are probably going to be a little squishy when you get up there, so don't make your own bypass. If it's a soft soil, do us a favor, back down, give it a week, try it again. We don't want to destroy those roads up there. It costs a lot of money to repair those, and we don't want to make a bypass and damage any ecosystems. Also, let someone know where you're going, let them know when you're going to return, and do your best to stick to that time. Now, there's something that we talk about every month, and it's become kind of a staple with me and the undersheriff, that we always seem to have another scam that we've got to talk about. But I want you to know that I really do appreciate you guys coming in talking to me about these things. Yeah. Because you and I both have experienced these types of things.
Right.
I'm sure the deputy has as well, where, wow, that looks super Ted, that's amazing. Right. I should check that out.
Yeah.
And then something happens and you start trying to kind of think, I don't think this one's legit.
Right.
You know, I had someone call telling me that they were the cable company trying to collect a $380 bill from 2008.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
They had every address I had lived at. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, they sounded pretty legit.
Yeah, for sure.
But I did what we always talk about. I hung up the phone, I called the cable company, and they said, man, you've been zeroed out since 2008.
Right. Yep.
So you don't owe anybody anything.
Yep.
So yeah, that's good. What I thought.
Absolutely right.
Hang up on those types of people. This time, this one's hitting social media. What do we got now?
Right. Yeah, and I, I really appreciate, you know, us being able to take the time to get it out there just simply because information is always good, right? And you never know who's going to run across something and think, oh, this looks good. Just like my dirt bike incident, you know, that I thought I was going to get a good deal on something. And obviously that was not legit. But yeah, you know, this time around, this isn't something necessarily new, and it's certainly not something unusual that I've seen on social media, and typically, if not exclusively, have I seen it on Facebook. But on the Upcycle Start style of pages, it's the folks offering employment opportunities for pretty outrageous hourly pay, saying, hey, you know, get a hold of me, employment opportunity for this.
Work from home online.
Exactly.
Right?
Some kind of online-based, very appealing, you know, type of job posting of saying, hey, you know, we'll pay you hourly to work from home, and all you have to do is, you know, this, a survey or you know, fill this out, whatever it may be. But what typically stands out and how you can pretty quickly see that it's not a legitimate company is that it's lacking any type of specifics of what legitimate company that it is. You know, they may be using a name of some type of big name company like Amazon, I think is one recently that I saw, but it's lacking real specifics of any other job posting that you would see on like Indeed or anything saying, hey, it's these benefits, you know, it's what's most, kind of back to that eye catching, you know, material of what's immediately happening and what's going to draw somebody in right away. It's that hourly pay. It's working from home. You know, like I say, they might throw the big name out there like Amazon to make it feel, oh, this might be a little more legit. But their end goal really is just to gather your personal information, that date of birth, the social security number, you know, trying to get you to sign up for this, you know, fake employment position.
They want that information.
Yeah. And ultimately, you know, typically from what I personally don't have any experience with this, but person I was talking to about it was basically it's they're trying to get that bank account information too.
Yeah.
You know, you're saying, well, where do we need to deposit the checks?
Yeah,
oh, here, let, you know,
auto
okay,
pay,
right?
It
yeah,
will
exactly,
hook you up. Don't
right,
worry
yeah,
about it.
Don't worry. Just make the calls and we'll be in touch, but you'll start earning money right away. You know? So I want to circle it back to what we always say in here. Do your own research. If you think that it's legitimate, and again, if they're using one of those big company names, reach out to that company. You know, do your research to figure out whether or not this is an actual job listing that is legitimate. You know,
and big companies like that, they all have a human resources department,
right?
And they're there to answer these types of questions,
right? Right, exactly. And if they want to hire somebody, I mean, again, just in my experience of being a job searcher in my past, you know, they're going to have these postings listed on their website, mm-hmm. or again, Indeed, some type of big, you know, employment opportunity posting where it's going to spell out all the specifics. So you wouldn't have to question it. If they want to hire someone, they're going to put the information out in its entirety. And I mean, I'm assuming, but probably because it's also required, right?
Yeah, like
we
I
need
would
to
imagine,
be
yeah.
transparent about what's going on,
especially
and who
if
we're
you're
hiring.
Never going to have that face to face.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And there are legitimate jobs out there that are all online and from home, right? I mean, these things do exist. And you know, it just depends on what you're looking for. Just use some extreme caution if you're looking at employment opportunities and you see something that looks appealing just based off of Facebook. But on that note, I'd also just like to mention, you know, when I was doing some just a little more research before coming on the show, you know, I'm not talking about the local postings. There are lots and lots of companies and individuals here in Sheridan County that use like Sheridan Upcycle, you know, some of the places where their rules are allowed to make these employment opportunity postings. I'm not talking about those folks. And those ones are pretty, again, very, very obvious that they're legitimate. It's one such example is I saw a gentleman had posted. He's like, hey, I'm looking for some help for the summer. He posted a picture of himself, you know, saying, yeah. Hey, I'm looking for this. And he's actually doing the work is what it looked like to me. So I'm not talking about those folks, you know, people that are legitimately looking for help and trying to hire. I think there's a very stark and obvious difference between those and these ones that are trying to scam you.
And so, locally, I imagine they have got some sort of, give me a call. Let's
right.
talk.
Exactly. You know? They do. You're absolutely right. There's a phone number. Thank you. Yeah. They, that, you know, posting that I'm referring to, there was, he had listed a phone number.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very, very clear that it's not a scam. You know, but like I say, just take the time to be cautious on some of these ones that are just trying to eye catch you and get you lured in on something that is a little too good to be true potentially. So.
And that I was going to touch on just exactly that, Undersheriff. It's something that we always say on here. If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Right.
Like with the dirt bike. And
right. Yeah.
Know, which, it's, man, boy, that's
too
a
bad,
great
you know?
Deal.
Yeah, it's just still gets me every time. You
if
know?
It's
so
a
close.
Steal, it's probably a steal going on. You're just not the one going to benefit
yep.
from it.
Yep,
now, yep. We've got one more thing to touch on, and that is the statute of the month. We've got about 6-7 minutes.
Yeah.
What are we looking at, Undersheriff?
Yeah, so like we were saying earlier, you know, things are starting to warm up, and in my personal opinion, I hope they kind of stay that way so that I can get out and do some more stuff, because I am that guy who does the spring cleaning, and I my wife definitely supports me in that. So with the better weather coming out, you know, folks are, again, I'm assuming going to get out and want to start making making their yards look nice and getting
the runs to the landfill
thing,
are
right,
going to begin.
Exactly, yeah. So I wanted to remind folks that there is a state statute for the, those loads on those vehicles, making sure they're secure. So we're not coming across litter issues, things like that. Those vehicles have to be driven or moved, on the highway, and they have to be loaded on a way that prevents the load from dropping, sifting, leaking, otherwise escaping from wherever it's loaded onto. If it's that trailer, if it's that, pickup bed, you know, whatever it may be. I personally have a little garden trailer, and it's kind of a pain to use, if I'm being honest. I have to be very, very specific with how I load stuff on there, because mm-hmm. it's pretty tiny. It's only a little 5x8, and there's no border walls on it. I use it for mostly, you know, dirt work and stuff. I can't even say dirt work. I'm gonna retract that, because I am definitely not the guy who should be saying dirt work. Let's say garden work.
There
let's
you
say
go.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to take away from the guys who actually do dirt work. But anyway, no, I very much so have to be very specific with how I load that, right? Just to make sure that I'm following that state statute. And, you know, on a side note, I have to make sure that those trailers are up to date on their registration
yeah,
as well,
that's
right?
That's another thing.
We
a lot
forget
of people
about
tend
that
to forget
sometimes.
About that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, just take the time. Use the extra straps if you have the netting for the truck bed, whatever it may be, to try and prevent any of that from escaping. And you know, I think I won't speak for the landfill. I will only speak for my own personal experience. But you know, it seems like when I start driving up there to take a run to the landfill, you start seeing some of that litter and stuff on the side of the road, especially on East Ridge. You know,
I've almost more often than not. Driving off of the off-ramp here, getting up to the studio, I'll see it. Especially, yeah. Like, green waste. A lot of tree limbs and things right. like that off into the bar ditch, and you know, well, it didn't grow there.
Right, right.
You
right.
know, and that probably fell off some mm-hmm. truck or trailer, someone trying right. to get it to the dump.
Right. And like I say, I won't speak for the landfill. I think they do a fantastic job up there, and I know that they have their unsecured loads that they try to, you know, encourage folks. Like, hey, you know, there is a... again, I don't want to put numbers out there because I don't remember what the potential fine is for the additional. If you don't have if it's unsecured when you get to the landfill, I believe that there's an actual charge for that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, I think they do a fantastic job up there of trying to keep things contained. So I am specifically talking about your responsibility to get it up there contained. You know, we try to keep things looking good and beautiful in Sheridan County. We should do our effort and do our part to try and keep it that way by taking the extra time to put those tarps over the trash in the bed of the pickup or whatever it may be. So
that, and it gives you the opportunity to kind of have that dad moment where you get to walk around, pull
right.
the straps,
yeah.
slap it,
yeah.
and you say,
That ain't going anywhere. Yeah. Yeah. I make a specific opportunity to say that anytime,
right.
anytime my wife is around and I'm doing something, then I've strapped it down, because that's definitely a running joke in our household.
And when I was in the service, we had some pieces of equipment that actually lowered down the load that we had on the back.
Right.
And in the locations where we were, it would dig into the soil quite a bit. And as a private, I was wandering around checking my load when I saw my sergeant behind my truck pushing a bunch of rocks and soil off of the back. And he said, you got to go through. You got to make sure that these rocks and all this soil is off your truck. He said, because if you were to hit a bump and there's a family in a car behind you,
right?
These things are moving at 60 miles an hour.
Yeah. No, that's a great point.
And so when you're walking around looking at your load, make sure that you don't have anything that's going to fall off and quite possibly hit the vehicle behind you.
Yeah. Right.
I think that happens a lot more often than what people know. And we've all got those, you know, cracks in the windshield.
Yeah.
And those come from very small pebbles, for Pete's sake.
Right.
So, you know, we had things like the size of river rocks on the back of our truck.
Yeah, right.
And so from that point on, every time we loaded or unloaded something, I walked around and had my privates get back there and check that load for debris.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a great point. It really is.
You don't want that kind of stuff falling off and hurting somebody. Man, I would feel just horrible about that. So make sure you're taking care of your loads, folks. Make sure that you're not throwing anything like that into the road or the bar ditch. As the undersheriff said, it's not exactly the most appealing thing to see as we're driving to work. Deputy, I want to thank you so much for taking the time, excuse me, out of your day, coming in and visiting with us. And I know I kind of threw you on the spot when you first got here, but I really do appreciate your candor. And,
yeah, thank you for having me.
You know, you never know. You may have inspired the next generation of female deputies. Throw the badge on and get to work.
Yeah.
Undersheriff, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
It's always great talking to you guys. And you've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
Have you ever wondered what makes First Federal Bank and Trust unique? We're a mutual bank, which means our focus is on you. Unlike other banks, we don't pay shareholders, we pay our community. At First Federal Bank and Trust, your financial interests drive our decisions. Bank with us and experience the mutual bank difference, where the power of community fuels your financial success. First Federal Bank and Trust is Sheridan's only mutual bank. Member FDIC.
Message is presented by Century21BHJ.com.
Love is love and knowledge is power. NAMI Sheridan proudly presents ABCs of LGBTQ+. Dive into a dynamic, free, and inclusive evening with dinner, childcare, and expert insights. Feel the pulse of diversity and understanding with us. Save the date, Monday, April 1st, 5:30 to 7:30 at St. Peter's Episcopal Church. Don't miss out on this event. For all the deets, visit facebook.com/NAMI Sheridan. Let's ignite unity and knowledge together.
You hear about the wearing way of vehicle buying, but what does it mean? It means stepping onto their lot without the weight of pressure on your shoulders. It means finding the perfect vehicle without feeling rushed or pushed. At Waring Sheridan Chevrolet, their priority is taking care of you long after the sale. In fact, their commitment's just starting. The Waring team are your neighbors and your friends and members of our community. Don't settle for ordinary when you can experience the extraordinary. Discover the Waring way of vehicle buying, WaringSheridan.com.
Okay, remember your mom saying, don't make that face or it'll freeze that way. Well, if you ignored her and now you're stuck with that face, the Health Nut can help. Yep, the Health Nut has healthy choices of lotions for your skin and essential oils and diffusers and sea salt lamps to soothe your nerves after walking around with that froze face. Remember, say that again and I'll wash your mouth out with soap. The Health Nut has natural soaps, too. The Health Nut, dedicated to getting you healthy and keeping you that way. Located in Sheridan's 5th Street Mall. Synergy Shopominiums, work and play where you live, combining both commercial and residential elements. On the ground floor, a large warehouse space with a full bath, conference office area, and a laundry. Upstairs, living area customized to fit your individual needs. Conveniently located on Sheridan's East Ridge Road. See the plans and photos on our Synergy Shopominiums Facebook page. Synergy Shopominiums, reserve yours today. Call Sheridan Realty Associates for more information.
103.9 FM is News Talk 930 KROE.